1. The approach to God. The inability of the finite creature to approach the infinite Father is inherent not in the Father's aloofness, but in the finiteness and material limitations of created beings. The magnitude of the spiritual difference between the highest personality of universe existence and the lower groups of created intelligences is inconceivable. Were it possible for the lower orders of intelligence to be transported instantly into the presence of the Father himself, they would not know they were there. They would there be just as oblivious to the presence of the universal Father as where they now are. There is a long, long road ahead of mortal man before he can consistently and within the realms of possibility ask for safe conduct into the paradise presence of the universal Father. Spiritually, man must be translated many times before he can attain a plane that will yield the spiritual vision which will enable him to see even any one of the seven master spirits. Our Father is not in hiding. He is not in arbitrary seclusion. He has mobilized the resources of divine wisdom in a never-ending effort to reveal himself to the children of his universal domains. There is an infinite grandeur and an inexpressible generosity connected with the majesty of his love, which causes him to yearn for the association of every created being who can comprehend, love, or approach him. And it is, therefore, the limitations inherent in you, inseparable from your finite personality and material existence, that determine the time and place and circumstances in which you may achieve the goal of the journey of mortal ascension and stand in the presence of the Father at the center of all things. Although the approach to the paradise presence of the Father must await your attainment of the highest finite levels of spirit progression, you should rejoice in the recognition of the ever-present possibility of immediate communion with the bestowal spirit of the Father, so intimately associated with your inner soul and your spiritualizing self. The mortals of the realms of time and space may differ greatly in innate abilities and intellectual endowment. They may enjoy environments exceptionally favorable to social advancement and moral progress, or they may suffer from the lack of almost every human aid to culture and supposed advancement in the arts of civilization. But the possibilities for spiritual progress in the ascension career are equal to all. Increasing levels of spiritual insight and cosmic meanings are attained quite independently of all such socio-moral differentials of the diversified material environments on the evolutionary worlds. However Urantia mortals may differ in their intellectual, social, economic, and even moral opportunities and endowments, forget not that their spiritual endowment is uniform and unique. They all enjoy the same divine presence of the gift from the Father, and they are all equally privileged to seek intimate personal communion with this indwelling spirit of divine origin, while they may all equally choose to accept the uniform spiritual leading of these mystery monitors. If mortal man is wholeheartedly spiritually motivated, unreservedly consecrated to the doing of the Father's will, then, since he is so certainly and so effectively spiritually endowed by the indwelling and divine adjuster, there cannot fail to materialize in that individual's experience the sublime consciousness of knowing God and the supernal assurance of surviving for the purpose of finding God by the progressive experience of becoming more and more like him. Man is spiritually indwelt by a surviving thought adjuster. If such a human mind is sincerely and spiritually motivated, if such a human soul desires to know God and become like him, honestly wants to do the Father's will, there exists no negative influence of mortal deprivation, nor positive power of possible interference, which can prevent such a divinely motivated soul from securely ascending to the portals of paradise. The Father desires all his creatures to be in personal communion with him. He has on paradise a place to receive all those whose survival status and spiritual nature make possible such attainment. Therefore, settle in your philosophy now and forever. To each of you and to all of us, God is approachable. The Father is attainable. The way is open. The forces of divine love and the ways and means of divine administration are all interlocked in an effort to facilitate the advancement of every worthy intelligence of every universe to to the paradise presence of the Universal Father. The fact that vast time is involved in the attainment of God makes the presence and personality of the infinite nonetheless real. Your ascension is a part of the circuit of the seven superuniverses, and though you swing around it countless times, you may expect, in spirit and in status, to be ever swinging inward. You can depend upon being translated from sphere to sphere, from the outer circuits ever nearer the inner center, and some day, doubt not, you shall stand in the divine and central presence and see him, figuratively speaking, face to face. It is a question of the attainment of actual and literal spiritual levels, and these spiritual levels are attainable by any being who has been indwelt by a mystery monitor and who has subsequently eternally fused with that thought adjuster. The Father is not in spiritual hiding, but so many of his creatures have hidden themselves away in the mists of their own willful decisions, and for the time being have separated themselves from the communion of his Spirit and the Spirit of his Son by the choosing of their own perverse ways and by the indulgence of the self-assertiveness of their intolerant minds and unspiritual natures. Mortal man may draw near God, and may repeatedly forsake the divine will, so long as the power of choice remains. Man's final doom is not sealed until he has lost the power to choose the Father's will. There is never a closure of the Father's heart to the need and the petition of his children. Only do his offspring close their hearts forever to the Father's drawing power, when they finally and forever lose the desire to do his divine will, to know him, and to be like him. Likewise is man's eternal destiny assured when adjuster fusion proclaims to the universe that such an ascender has made the final and irrevocable choice to live the Father's will. The great God makes direct contact with mortal man and gives a part of his infinite and eternal and incomprehensible self to live and dwell within him. God has embarked upon the eternal adventure with man. If you yield to the leadings of the spiritual forces in you and around you, you cannot fail to attain the high destiny established by a loving God as the universe goal of his ascendant creatures from the evolutionary worlds of space.